everybody. I'm Will.
And I'm JC.
And I'm Andrew. And you're listening to Dude.
How's our
first guest?
First guest, and honestly, the best.
I'm the first guest?
You're the first guest ever on the pod. And you did the intro better than me and Will, who've been doing it for like a month and a half.
Thank you. I'm honored, even as the first guest. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Well, I mean, we really racked our brains. And honestly, we ended up employing a sorting hat of sorts. And it told me it went through, had a song, and it was picking through guests. And it was the Garmin and Andrew Harmon. And it picked you.
Oh my God, JC, I'm so honored out of all the weird people in your life.
I mean, thank the sorting hat, not me. But no, we wanted you to be our first guest because a couple things. A, I think you're absolutely hilarious and you have such great stories. And and then we'll have you just briefly introduce yourself here in a second. But you're my wife's best friend, childhood friend. There's great stories. My wife's insane. You're insane. You are destructive personalities when you get together, much like me and Will create this bizarre, like, again, probably,
how would you describe Will in your dynamic?
That's a great question.
That's a good question. Yeah.
I would say it's just, I mean, it's dude, it's weird. It's just
weird.
It's just strange. And I think the reason we wanted to do this podcast was, oftentimes we would just go back and forth and banter, and people, now they wouldn't necessarily laugh or they wouldn't necessarily like admit emotions. It's more of just like confused.
It's more than anything.
It's kind of like, it's like TikTok. It's like an app where you find yourself just scrolling for hours and hours, and like, it's not good, or it just sort of like, it's mind numbing. And I think that's really what we have. We have a mind numbing power about us.
I feel like when people walk away from me and JC, I just, in my head, I'm always feeling like people are going, that was weird.
I think like it's like an anthropologic study with you two, in a way. Like just watching. Like if they ate, what?
No. I think the best thing, I think I love your point, and I think the best thing or question, and I think like the best way to potentially describe it makes me think of like, I don't know if you've had a moment in your life where like it didn't work. Most times, in my opinion, I've done theater and I've done like some comedy and stuff. And more times than not, like you practice and like you're like, there's a moment where you're like, this isn't going to work, is it? And then you do it and it works. Like people enjoy it. People like get something out of it. Me and Will, one time, for like, it was this like talent show thing. It was, did you ever do like a Mr. Norris? There was that Mr. Norristown.
Yeah, there was a Mr. Norristown thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you ever compete in your version, Andrew? Cause you didn't go to Norristown. You went to a different high school.
So I didn't go to Norristown. We didn't have it in my high school, but we kind of had like talent shows in our high school. So I know what you're getting at.
Mm. Yeah, so
it's like a male pageant show.
It's a male pageant,
exactly.
Peacock.
Yeah, it's a male, but it's a farce on because again, like we're such a terrible society that there's this beautiful women's pageant. We have to have men just destroy that too. So that's what this was like. Let's just make it funny, right? So me and Will, thought what would be more funny than two grown men doing an interpretive dance to the Pokemon theme song and wearing costumes that don't.
It was like leotards. It
was like a Skeletor leotard and like a flower child. Like, you know, like those really crappy costumes you get at like the Halloween store that just appears for like a month, and that old abandoned
Spirit Halloween.
Yes. And but you're like looking at the costume and you're like, that doesn't look like a flower child to me. It just looks like a flower. And you're like, I don't know what the hell that is. Like, I'm trying to, it was like one of those. It was this combination of that. And like, I think we had scarves on and just like, we looked ridiculous. Like we looked and we're like, if we do this, we do a really And I will say the choreography was, we were very much in sync. It was very much like.
Did you practice the choreography or just went out there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Andrew, we were sharp. Every move went along with every lyric of the Pokemon theme song.
At one point, I was laying on my back doing bicycle kicks in the air, and he's running around me.
It's also such an emotional ballad that touches our generation. So I can imagine, like, as silly as it is, like you, it just having that against that background is hilarious.
So Andrew, so I say all this to like lead this up. Like again, most things I've done in my life creatively have worked. It's 400 people. What was that? What was that auditorium? 400 or 500 people?
It was pretty big. Yeah.
About 500 people, completely sold out. Nothing.
Did you win? Nobody laughed.
No, Andrew, like no one knew what to do. Like they, like it was like dead silent and one person like, yeah, like one person stood up. It was like, yes, it was a movie. Like we, it was the point where like we came off stage. We're like, that wasn't that bad. Right. And we're just like it was so bad. Like no one got it. No one.
So when you were preparing for it, in your head, did you ever think you were going to bomb?
No, we thought Pete was going to be hilarious.
No, right. I mean, dude, it's Interpret Dance of the Pokemon theme song. He's doing bicycle kicks on his back. That's great. That's hilarious. I'm doing this dancing around. I'm doing spirit fingers dancing around him as he's bicycle kicking.
I'm telling you, Philly, you would have been a hit. Did Oklahoma just miss the mark on the humor?
Yes, Oklahoma just missed the mark. But here's also, again, we did other things in those pageants that worked and worked beautifully, but this did not. And anyway, I like to say that piece of art, where at least like we thought it, we still to this day think it's like the funniest thing we've ever done. And like, that's all that matters. That's kind of how we are. So anyway, that's our energy as a friend. What is your and Carol Ann's, I think, destruction when you two get together?
So So kind of like Carol Ann, and it started from the beginning and already in a destructive way. We both were born with like degenerative diseases that required our church to put us in the prayer intentional, right? So like Catholic Church, it's like, who are you praying for this week? So we were both just born within, Carol Ann was born literally 18 days after me. So 2 months later, we were put in like our prayer intention, right? Because we were both like kind of sick babies.
Yeah.
And our parents obviously went to the same church, and that's how they met. So I kind of think from the beginning, it was like we already were deteriorating. But I will say, JC, your wife, kind of our relationship is, your wife is like this beacon shining on a hill. She's a scholar. She's so smart. She's so successful. And then like, I just see her and I just like, rip her back down and put her back into place and it makes her laugh and light her on fire, soak her in gasoline. And she's just always been addicted to that kind of thing. Like as much as she's the valedictorian salutatorian, but she loves a person who's kind of just ornery and pushes the limits. And she's always had to toe that line with, hey, I'm the top of my class, but I'm also kind of ornery and silly. And then she's had me on her side kind of like, come to the dark side. Be one of us. Like, and I'm that angel, that devil on her shoulder.
Will, what they do, one of my first memories of Andrew, like the first time, well, I went and I DJ'd your party in that Pikachu costume.
Oh, I'll never forget that.
And
you had your white DJ booth.
You almost threw.
You DJ'd his party?
Well,
yes. I only met him once.
It was
the second time, right?
Yeah, it was like the second time we had met. It was a party at your house, and you threw Carol Ann down the. I think you tried to throw Carol Ann down the stairs.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic. But she loves it. That's the thing. She acts so fake, like she's upset. She's indignant, but she loves it. Like that's what she doesn't say, right?
Will, if they're like walking together, I'm not making this up. Like if we're like you know Hoboken, Will, Andrew and Carol Ann, they would just push each other into trash. Like we'd be walking on the street and they just like push each other into trash or trash cans or poles like in front of children and they're just giggling and I'm just like, "Oh my God.
And like, there would be times where like she would drive her car and it was nice, the nicest out of our friend cars, right? Like a 2001 Chevy.
That car was the nicest out of your friend's cars?
I drove a 1995 Saturn. Okay.
I want to give the audience some context though. When you say this was the nicest car, and yes, the Nissan, it was a Nissan. It was a, no, not Nissan. What was it?
No, it was a 2001 Chevrolet. Silver, just junk.
But the
LeBron.
Like, I finally talked her into giving it away, Andrew, because literally the dashboard was caving in on itself. The pieces of plastic were falling into the engine.
She was going to die.
It was like the car was like trying to kill. Like it was destroying itself from the inside, dissolving.
Why did you have to talk her into this?
She was this successful teacher, had plenty of money, and just drove that car into almost her grave.
Was she attached to it? Was it emotional to her?
Very much so.
Everything.
Yeah, like her Tic Tac container that she bought that morning because she was upset. Because JC pissed her off, she was attached to.
Exactly.
And then he threw it out.
Exactly. You know? So you and Carol Ann obviously grew up going to Catholic school together. One thing like that was I always was fascinated with and wanted your like, you know, you were an altar boy, right? For a while?
Yes, we were both altar servers, both of us.
So was that a you decision? Like, were you like, I want to be, because that would horrify me as a child. Like, I got nervous when I was taking communion as a child.
You know why we chose to do it? Fifth grade, you get out of class for 4 hours, like once a week for a month to learn how to altar serve. So we all were like, absolutely. The other kids had to stay in class and learn. So what we would do is father couldn't contain 20 kids, right? He's like this priest. He's just like people listening to him. So we would show up in church and we'd run around the altar like it was a playground. I'm lifting your wife up with the book, blah, blah, blah. We're messing with the chalices. It was like a playground. Right, Father? So we had a blast. That's kind of why we did it.
So because in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, that must be miserable. But really, it was a fun way for you guys just to mess around.
At first, it kind of was miserable, though. Like you would get assigned 7 a.m. mass on a Saturday or a Sunday, which some of our friends did, and they got booted out because you didn't show up. So then Father's in mass having to do all this stuff himself, can't even, you know, like there's nobody there. It was just one altar server. So he kind of was screwed. So you really, and then you would have to perform sometimes Christmas mass. There's like 500 people. God. It's very stressful. One time Father flipped out on me because I didn't light the incense correctly. I'm 11 years old. I've never used a lighter. My parents don't even let me light candles at home, but I'm expected to go in the back room and light huge ash things. And one time he said to me at a funeral, because I couldn't get it lit. It was
You did funerals too?
At 11 years old, I would have to do funerals and watch my friend's parents sob as they bury their parent.
Those are open casket too, right?
They weren't. So thankfully, they wouldn't let us in, Will, at the open casket part. We would just show up when they closed it and everyone said their goodbyes. But you're watching everybody cry, right? And you have to light these huge like things that would get the incense off, right? And I'm holding a lighter. I'm 11. Now, adults can't even click that. Father flipped out on me and said their mom wasn't going to go to heaven because the incense represents the soul going to heaven, and I didn't light the ashes, so it didn't go. And he said that to me, and I told my mom, I said I can never do another funeral again.
Oh my God!
I just can't believe again. Like they would let 11-year-old, like, that is so messed up. Like, how are you supposed to permit it? Like, how do you, like, supposed to deal with that? Like, you're trying to tie your shoe, and they're like, you gotta show up to watch a bunch of people cry, and if you don't do the incense right, oh my God!
What's the benefit of it? Like, if in Catholicism, like, if you don't do it, is there a benefit to doing it or not doing this?
Like the Catholic mass, Will, or like the specific incense?
Yeah, like what was the benefit of you doing this versus not doing it?
I kind of was duped because of the 4-hour training sessions for a month. Like I didn't, when you're 11, you can't mentally prepare for the fact that, like, you have to do a funeral. Like, that wasn't even in the training. Oh, you're gonna have to do funerals. It was just like two or three kids were picked during the school day. Like, hey, you know, Mrs. So-and-so died. We need some people to do the mass, and you'll get $25 at the end.
Oh, you get paid.
Wait, that's a big detail.
Just for funerals and weddings, you get paid. But it's emotional. Well, funerals are traumatizing, so you get a little more. You get $30.
All right. I actually could see myself now. Like, the whole time I thought this was like an act of goodwill.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was trying to get at. Like, what's the benefit here? Like, do you get a...
You got money.
Okay. All right.
Not for regular mass, though. You really, and only the good servers got picked for funerals and weddings. Like, father was very particular. So when I screwed up the funerals, I was off the funeral circuit.
You were blackballed.
But I did weddings fine. Weddings, you don't need incense. It's just holy water. So I was always picked for weddings because I think it was kind of cute and, like, I smiled a lot. So
be honest, did you ever sip the holy water? Does it taste different?
It's salty.
Oh, really? Is it from the ocean?
Yeah. It's not just water. Like, there's a salt content. I don't know if they want it to be like the Dead Sea.
It looks like, is it saline? I wonder if it's just saline.
Oh, you know what? It might be saline. Another thing that just popped up, I remember being 11 and father were back and he's like, hey, there's leftover wine. I don't want it. Can you guys finish it? It's the blood of Christ. Like, it was the wine that was.
Whoa.
Wine?
You gotta hear me out. So once the wine has been, it's called transubstantiation. It's when the bread, the Eucharist, and the wine are turned into Jesus's body and blood. So you can't just let the blood sit there. Like, it's got to go.
Yeah.
Father was done. So we were like, okay, we'll drink it. Right. 11 years old. It's like a Monday at 3:00. And we tasted it. It's awful. But
was it Cabernet? Was it Merlot? Like, what are they using?
It's definitely Cabernet.
This is a good question. Like, is there a giant, you know, Catholic.com that supplies all the, or is this just like, Senior roast, whatever the Rosie, whatever the big jugs, and you're just throwing that jug in there.
They don't do jugs. They get bottles, like good stuff. That's telling awesome. You, yeah.
Of course, I'd want like a nice Bordeaux with like Christ's body being like a cheesy garlic bread.
Oh my God! If Jesus was stuffed crust, I would.
Attendance will go through the roof.
I think so.
And Andrew, that's sort of the beauty of, like, you know, non-denominational churches is, like, that's kind of what they would serve.
Is that true?
Not stuffed crust, but like they're going further. Like, they're like, here's some delicious Welch's grape. Like, it's very clearly like delicious Welch's grape juice. And like sometimes it is like a beautiful, like loaf. It's a nice piece of bread that you would get. Like, you actually would get some decent bread.
That is nice.
Not the wafer. The wafer thing. That's not even bread. I mean, that's not even close to like what biblical bread tastes like. What the heck is that?
Will, JC, have you ever had, like, are you Catholic? Have you had Eucharist? Are you non-denominational?
We were Methodist, but you would, I don't.
Oh, Methodist. Okay. Yeah.
You wouldn't know. I mean, we grew up going to a church called Asbury, and so I kind of liked my time there. Like, Jason and I had some good memories going there. We did a lot of fun stuff.
But we didn't have to be – we weren't altar. Like, that would have never – because we grew up in the belt buckle. I have a strange background. My background was we were Catholic for a little bit, and then – we changed the Methodist. And like, to be fair, Oklahoma is not very Catholic. It's very like Baptist.
Yeah, right.
Like Presbyterian. Uh-huh. Like, it's very much that. But again, we enjoyed, but it was more like, hey, let's do some rock and roll. And then like one guy would have a guitar and it was like, isn't this cool? That was more of like what we grew up with. But what I love about the Catholic Church is going back to what you said too, is the priest, that last sip of wine when they would just suck it down.
Hey, but guys, they're also drinking everyone's backwash.
Yeah,
100 people. Oh my God, I'm like, you're making me think about it. Ugh. Dude, I never went up to the wine.
That was one of the good things that COVID did. COVID had mainly terrible things. But now you don't have to shake people's hands at church. No one shakes hands anymore. It's the weirdest thing. Like, you just, like, literally turn around and, like, you nod. No one does it. And that's a COVID thing.
That's got to be a Pennsylvania thing. That's not Oklahoma. People are...
Oklahoma is business as usual, basically.
No, but they were finding ways around, like, be social, for sure.
You guys had, like, a good month and a half that you took it seriously. And then it was my mom being like, just come down here.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like since the pandemic has occurred, do you feel like almost like you try to forget about it, that it almost never happened? And like, what year are we? There's kind of like this weird mystique around post-pandemic life. Like, things are just different.
Well, what I think it is like, you know, whether you were, you didn't really believe in it or you were scared to death of it. Mm-hmm. Once life kind of got back to normal,
yeah,
I think everyone was kind of like, God, this is so much better. This is the better way to live.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Post-pandemic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you forget, like, human interaction is pretty great.
Yep. Man,
Andrew, have you seen that picture of me COVID? Because I hadn't gotten a haircut. It's the worst photo. It, like, I think it was like Will will shoot this to me, like, randomly throughout, like, the week, or if, like...
I've never seen JC more miserable in my entire
life. I also look like I'm 400 pounds. This is, like, May, because this was right around Carol Ann's birthday. I hadn't gotten a haircut. Like, we were finally... I think it was, like, the first time... Because we took it super serious.
I know. I had to meet with your wife in your garage. We didn't even hug. We were literally 10 feet apart in a garage. Like,
this was post, like, a dinner in our garage that photo was taken. And did you send it to Andrew?
I just sent it.
He just... Oh, God, JC. That is the worst photo... Why do you look 800 pounds? I'm so... And there's a little cake in the bottom. I can't...
You look like you're being held captive, but they're feeding you really well. You know?
I look like I have the body double from Brendan Fraser and The Whale.
It doesn't even look like you.
I think I ended up... I think what happened...
Were you drinking or what?
I mean, I think I was a little bit, but I think what happened was I ended up on somebody's, like, either Snapchat story or, like, Instagram story. And, like, somebody else took a photo and, like, oh, my God. Like, somebody else, like, shot it to me, like, what's happened to you? Are you okay? I think there was, like, welfare checks for me. I don't have a neck either. I don't...
I'm done with this pandemic. This pandemic is awful. I mean, you look stylish. Like, you look stylish.
Andrew, that is the... I look terrible. I look like... I need a lot. I need... This is peak COVID, JC. You'd be awful is, like, if, like, somehow I... This would be the most effed up thing. Is it, like, somehow, God forbid, an accident happens to me, and Will is, like... He loved this picture. And, like, this picture is, like, blown up in front of everybody.
He'd want to be remembered this way.
This was his favorite shirt.
You know, like, in a documentary about, like, a murder, they never show, like, a good photo. There's always, like, a bad photo. If you murder someone, I'm sending that one to the documentary. They're like, give us your worst photo of this guy. I'm going to say no more. I got it.
Oh, it's kind of perfect, JC.
I mean, yeah.
It's your contact photo on my phone now. I couldn't pass that up.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
I wanna bring it back to introduction real quick.
Okay.
I need to know, Andrew, when Carol Ann told you that she was dating a guy from Oklahoma or that she was interested in a guy from Oklahoma, what did you think? Had you met him before they started dating or...
No, JC, I did not meet you before they started dating. The first thing I thought was, can she ever just pick somebody that's just normal? That's just not. That's just not. That's my first thought, because it's like, we're from PA. I don't even think I've ever met anyone from Oklahoma until I met JC.
Did you right know now? Where Oklahoma was?
Kind of, right? It's above Texas?
Yeah. Okay.
But that's BS, because you know that now because you know me. I don't think if you, like, let's go back in time, like, 8 years.
I would say
years.
The Grapes of Wrath was a big thing when I was in college, right? I had to read that, like, so I can't, that's kind of how I knew.
Wait, the Grapes of Wrath was a big thing when I was, in between.
I was a lit major, right? Steinbeck, like, we had to read this stuff. So I was like, oh my God, I hope he's not from the Panhandle, because that's kind of like...
Nobody knows anybody from the Panhandle.
Is anybody from the Panhandle? I don't know.
No.
I'm dying to go to Oklahoma. I'm serious. My cousin lived there for a little bit. She loved it. I really honestly believe I would love it. Yes. Yes.
You absolutely should come to Oklahoma. That'd be a blast. Yep.
I want to do it. When Caroline and JC are there, Will, I think it'd be fun.
How has this not happened yet, by the way?
I don't know. I always feel like when you guys go, you need family time, right? Like, you do your family thing. So it's like, I don't want to, like, jump onto that. But I would love to go to Tulsa.
So first of all, why not? He has no excuse. He should go. He just got back from, like, a 15-day vacation. He did. He does big, fabulous vacations that are amazing.
Where did you go?
You know, at three syllables. No children. Do you have any kids, Will? You got two kids?
Yeah.
His life is chaos all the time.
How old are your kids? Wait, how old are your kids?
Almost 5 and 2.
Oh my God, Will. I heard Bluey was weirdly emotional. Do you guys watch Bluey?
Bluey's great.
Bluey people.
Bluey will get you. Like, and it's like,
what's the premise of Bluey? What's going on?
First off, I found out Bluey is a female dog.
I thought it was a boy.
A boy dog.
Yeah.
That's a boy name. Bluey. I think also Blue, when you think Blue, you think, yeah. I don't know why I was going to do, when I think Blue, I think boy. Blue boy.
I mean, blue is traditionally a masculine color, right?
Like, well, you do the reveal. It's blue, right? So Bluey, right. But it's a blue healer, and it's a girl. But I think part of the charm, honestly, Andrew, is like, it's super Australian too. And like, yeah. I think I think if it's an American show, I don't think it would hit the same way. But they're just like, oi, you know, Bluey, you gotta go over here and go get me rub nub. Oh, yeah, let's go eat a. Let's go eat some jam on that twig. And you're just like, oh, okay. Like, this is like a lot more pleasant to hear that accent. I think that show, like, it is a great show, but it's sort of also like the Peppa Pig factor, where I think if Peppa Pig is American, that show, no one hears about it. The fact is, they're just like, hello, love, do this. And then you're just like, oh yes. Like, I love that pig with stubble on his face. Like, I'm attracted to him, but like, well, maybe not attracted to him, but you know,
it's kind of like the foreignness of it makes it more alluring, and you guys enjoy it as adults.
Maybe Andrew, I'm coming out to Mr. Pig. Maybe I'm in love with Daddy Pig. Geez. He's my zaddy. Maybe this is what this podcast turns into, is my confession of how I've secretly been harboring
attraction to
Papa Pig. He'd listen.
Drink to that.
That pig has a good job. It seems like he has a good job. He is always having fun. He's a fun dad. I mean, I don't know.
Where does the money come from? What does he do?
I think he like pushes buttons at a factory, but
that'd be amazing.
I mean, I would love to do that. That'd be excellent. Oh my God, it'd be absolutely fantastic.
Is there anything when you learned that not all jobs are paid as well as others? Wasn't that such a bummer? You're like, man, you know.
I wish somebody would have explained this to me years ago. Like,
same.
That is what I hate, is like, I wish somebody sat me down and was like, hey, do this. Like, you're an idiot. Go do this. Like, that would have been great. But no one does that.
And I kind of think, like, if you got paid six figures to be a postal worker, I would do it. It's great. Like, just drop stuff off and get to walk around. It's so healthy for you.
I think to myself all the time, I envy those guys. I envy those guys all the time when I'm driving. And I'm like, they look fit and they look like they're having, and like,
they look happy.
And Conchi, they are having a ball over here. We all know them and we're like, hi, Lynn. And they're like, they're like throwing their mail. Like, it's literally like a movie. Like, they throw their mail, just magically goes into your mail slot. And you're just like, thanks. Hey, here's an extra $10.
The good ones, you get a Monday through Friday shift. That's it. You've been doing it long enough, you don't work Saturdays.
And then you retire, I think, at like 55 or something like
pension,
that.
Pension, paid the same thing. It's a good job.
We all should have been mailman.
I know.
I agree. Like, I seriously think I would have, like, looked into the military. I know that sounds crazy, but, like, I think there's good things with the military. I think, like, that
I
is
think
something.
So.
Will's laughing because I would have been terrible.
What would you do in the military? Tell us what you would do in the military.
He would have been like Bob Hope and just, like, dance on stage.
He'd be the flute player that leads people into battle. That's what JC would do.
He'd be the drummer boy.
We're going into North Korea, but we need more drummer boys. JC, you're the best there is. We need to send you to the front line.
Do you think the guy who started playing flutes at the battle, he was like a guy who was so incompetent, they were just like, dude, he doesn't know how to work a gun. He shot five of our own. Just give him a flute.
What?
He's the general's son. We gotta keep him.
I just want to play my flutes.
Papa, I want to lean into battle, Papa.
Hold the dang gun and shut up.
Give him a flute! Give him a flute! But why is that even needed? Like, that doesn't help you. Like, if you're the opposing army and you're like sleeping and you hear this like, like, are you just like you're sitting there just like, okay, they're kind of giving away their coordinates there. Like, I'm not sure this is
like when George Washington crossed the Delaware. Did they have a little flute boy that they sent out like his little like time bomb?
Oh no, I'd have like a kazoo. Like,
oh, the kazoo boy?
Yeah, yeah. I'd be the kazoo boy. They would lead me.
You know, I never thought it was fair that the flute guy had to be in the front and he doesn't get a weapon or a shield, right? I mean, he's the first to go.
Do they just shoot him? Or is that not okay? They would shoot him?
He's the first to go.
I'm getting the flute boy. I'd be packing the musket and I'm just like talking to my, I'm like, I don't know, but I'm getting that flute boy.
But you know, just shoot him in like the mouth, like where he works, like so he can never flute again. Oh no, his lips are going.
he has a coma. He wakes up from a coma and they're like, we have bad news. We could save you, but you lost your lips. That's how I feel, by the way, people who amputate lips. That's how I feel around people that are addicted to chapstick. Are you one of those, Andrew? Are you addicted to chapstick?
No, but honestly, the more you get addicted to chapstick, the more your lips become dependent on it.
I'm saying.
Chapstick on before this podcast, but it's maybe once every 2 days. There's people that do it once every 2 hours.
Have you ever like been out with somebody and they're like, oh my God, my lips are chapped. And you're just like, you have a problem. Those people need their lips amputated.
In your head. No, we should just shoot their lips off.
That's what I'm saying. Let's shoot those lips off.
How do you guys feel about lip enhancement, face enhancement? Are like we opposed to that?
So I get certain face stuff. I get some of it. Some of it, like, you know, looks. I think if you do some things, thin some things out, you know, it can look better. You can contour your face a little better.
Well, everyone, you can check out JC's before picture at the podcast. We'll have a post.
Yeah.
You can check it out.
Pre-Ozempic. That was pre-Ozempic. I was a guinea pig for Ozempic during COVID, and I looked like that.
He's done a lot of work.
I like that. I don't think the lips ever look good.
It needs to be done so you don't know it's done. Like, as us as the audience, there's, I'm sure there's women who have it done and we don't know. We're none the wiser. Mm. That's the correct way.
Yeah.
Or there's flute boys out there who've had it done just for work and you don't know.
Those flute boys are getting their lips done.
Well, here's the thing though. We all have one thing that we are kind of insecure about. Well, if you had to get a surgery, like, what's the first thing you would get? Or the only thing you would get?
Oh, I know what you'd get.
What would you get?
Will wants the butt chin. He wants a big butt chin.
You have it, Will. I can see it. I see his butt chin.
Didn't you want yours enhanced?
Yeah. I want to get some fillers in this butt chin.
Like, see, that's what he wants. He wants, like, the ultimate butt chin. Like,
I need to be the Jennifer Lopez of butt chins.
But, Will, honestly, yours is pretty good. Like, even if you shaved, it would be prominent.
There was a girl in fifth grade who told me I had a butt chin, and it made me a little insecure.
No, it's a good quality.
Oh, really?
Yeah, most CEOs and presidents have had some kind of butt chin. Absolutely.
Oh, you think that's where the power comes from?
Very prominent people with chins like that, typical butt chins, have been...
I always kind of pictured myself a CEO. Now that you mention that, yeah.
Don't know. Of what?
Yeah,
you're right.
I just live a humble life.
I just love the idea of Will getting addicted to butt chin fillers to the point where, like, it gets out of control, where his chin just gets to such a point where he's like...
He's the crimson chin.
I can't be seen. I need more work. Like, he needs more work. Like, and we're like, it's already too big.
Okay, so what would you guys get done?
Yeah, JC, what would you get done?
I would want... I would love... So my eyebrows are very... They're thick. They're luscious brows. And I have to have a lot of work for them to even be like two brows. You know,
you
I
do? Would...
Oh.
What?
You have work done?
I would have one big brow, boys.
So you literally get them done?
Still?
Yeah, guys. Yes, I have to get these. I have to get these bad boys cleaned up probably once every 2 months. I get these bad boys fixed. And I'm telling you, if I did nothing, I would be, my forehead would be a pure brow. I'd be pure brow, guys. One big ultimate Cyclops Greek brow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm working with here. So I would like some sort of something done so that I never have to do that again, because what I get done now is threading. Do you know what threading is, Will?
No.
So threading, as I believe it's like an ancient, like, Indian or Pakistani thing, where literally it's like Cat's Cradle. I'm not making this up. It's like Cat's Cradle. Remember Cat's Cradle with, like, the strings where you'd, like, make That's things?
Right. You're saying things I don't understand.
Literally, it's like they do yo-yo tricks on your eyebrows to pull the hairs out. I'm not even kidding. It's like, and they all, this is how crazy it is. They have part of the string in their teeth, typically, as they're like, they're creating some sort of, like, string literally wraps around your eyebrows and pulls it out from your forehead.
Listen, this is unnecessary. What happened to a straight razor? You're saying they have a floss and they put it through their teeth?
No, first,
and they bushwhack your eyebrows with the
Andrew. As a stylish gay man, don't sit there and let him say straight razor eyebrows.
No, I will say, to Will's point, I will take my trimmer and do my middle.
First
with
of all,
that.
You boys,
JC, I haven't had my eyebrows done. Professionally in 4 years.
You boys don't know. You guys, listen, my eyebrows are the equivalent of, like, Nicki Minaj's rear. Like, these are big, voluptuous brows.
It's hairy.
It's hairy. It's hairy. She's got a hairy bum.
I was about to say, like, does she know for having a bushy ass?
She's got a hairy ass?
Girl got a hairy badonk. No, I have to, I'm just saying, it's a different level of maintenance required on these bad boys. And, and the reason I get them threaded is because, one time I used to get my eyebrows done right by your house, Andrew. There's a Supercut off Ridge Avenue,
there
right
is.
By that yep. Manhattan Bagels. I used to go there when I lived in Manayunk,
and they gave me pencil line eyebrows one time.
No.
This woman gave it to me, like, I'm not joking, like pencil line eyebrows. She just, because it was waxed, so she took it off. There is an old picture I can find, because I flew to Dallas not long after that, and my friend's wife still makes fun of me about my eyebrows. Like, she's like, she was like, I thought you were like a drag queen or something like that, because like I had like these like tiny like little, and they hadn't ever seen the sun, so there was like white, like on the
new.
Oh, it was awful. But the best was the woman did it, and she was like, "How does that look?" And I was like I had like a panic attack in Supercuts, but like I couldn't, but like I can't, but you can't like have a panic attack. It is no. what am I gonna do? Like, what? How's that gonna, like, they're gone. You can't fix it. It's done.
So there's nothing.
I had a little panic attack, but I was like, yeah. I was like, it looks fine. You know, and I paid the woman. I went out and like, I just remember like looking at my reflection in my car mirror and being like, I don't think it's not that bad. Like, I talked to myself for like 5 minutes and I FaceTimed my mom, and my mom could not stop laughing. Like, she was just laughing at me. Like, she was like hyperventilating, like laughing at me.
Oh, and I was
like, and I'm like, oh, and she's like, well, like, I mean, they'll grow back. And I'm like, yeah.
How long does that last?
A while.
I mean, it was probably the nice, I mean, good and bad about eyebrows like this is like, I think the damage was like reversed in about 3 months, but like,
That's a long time, JC.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did she just assume that you wanted that? How do you not ask a man if he wants that done?
I think this was a very, remember, this is Supercuts, Will. Let's, with all due respect to Supercuts, I'm not sure of this, how the qualification of the woman giving the wax, especially at the Supercuts on Ridge Avenue. All due respect, Andrew.
You are out of your mind.
Ridge was a little different then 10 years ago too.
Wait,
Andrew.
What's the deal with Ridge Avenue?
It's just, Will, it's like, I live in this kind of cute, trendy Hoboken town. My town is what Hoboken is to New York, to Philadelphia. And JC kind of was like in the Jersey City part, where it's like weird and like people don't go there. But I decided to get my eyebrows done there.
That's what I did, because I had like $50 in my bank account. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get them done here.
Understandable.
And then I think I ate a bagel like a fat kid in despair, just like sitting there like just munching on a bagel with like women's eyebrows. At that point, I should have gone into drag. I should have just been like, all right, well, you know.
You should have done it.
I should just be like, all right, let's do drag. Why not? This is the perfect opportunity. Thank you so much. You were the best.
We got to do it again. I had so much fun. This was great.
I think it too would be fun if you came to Tulsa and we did one, all three of us.
That would be so much fun. I'm dying to go to Tulsa. Seriously. Let's make it happen.
My dream, actually, is one day to do a live show of the podcast.
That'd be so amazing.
Yeah, that's my goal. But Andrew, you're amazing.
Well, I gotta say, Will, it's so nice connecting with you.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen you again.
I know you're awesome. Like, I would love to connect again, and I hope the next time you're out or I'm out, like, we can connect. This was so much fun.
Yeah, that'd be great. I want to come back up there, but I'd love for you to come to Tulsa.
Absolutely, I'm down. And JC, I will see you shortly.
Yeah, you'll see me here soon. You'll see me here soon, buddy. All right.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for being on, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Of course. Awesome. Talk soon.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Well, that was fun having Andrew on.
Andrew is such a delightful chap, you know?
He's super fun.
He's got brains and vigor and brawn and good facial hair, and
he's got great facial hair.
I know.
In fact, I was meaning to ask him, like, what's his regimen?
He's got such strong facial hair.
But
the only thing is, I want to see what he's never really committed to the beard, and I'd like to see what he can do. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe do Jack from Lost when he went back.
We gotta go back.
Like when he grew that long beard.
We gotta go back.
I get what you mean.
Okay, Will. So you went on a vacation.
I was in the Panhandle of Florida for a week with my family. Yeah, we had a good time.
Boys enjoyed Florida.
Oh yeah, from the flight to Florida to the the sandy beaches to the pool to the we got ice cream almost every night. Yeah, they had a blast.
Man, what a dream! What a great
I know
time.
I know. I miss being that age when people took care of me and bought me ice cream.
I bought ice cream for myself tonight. It was pretty nice. I always feel very self-conscious when I'm like in and I'm looking around and it's a bunch of children and me by myself, a grown man buying ice cream just because it's like, and then there's like other people my age, but they're clearly buying ice cream for their children who are right there. And I'm like, nope, just me.
Do you feel like you have to get an adult ice cream, like something with nuts in it?
No.
You get like the cotton candy. Like,
no, it was water. It was water ice. And it was like the most pathetic. It was like, so water, water.
Where do you even go?
Water ice is a big thing up here, right? The flavored water ice. You know what I mean? So that's like a thing. And then, so it was water ice and it has ice cream on top of it. It was really good. And then I had gummy bears.
Oh, no.
Again, I'm sure it's like the middle schooler who's serving me is just like
that's
really
not
like,
a man, why like, does that child have a beard?
Yeah. It's just like, they want to like pretend like, can I put that in a to-go cup so that you can like, and I'm like, no, I'm just going to house it in the car by myself as I listen to like the Phillies on the radio. It's like so sad. Like if you were to just like peer in the car, like it'd be so sad to see this grown man eating, like quickly consuming his gummy bear ice cream by himself in the car. But you know what? The sad also thing is, Will, that was one of the best parts of my day.
As you know, an adult. I was just about to say, sitting in your car is some of the best moments of adulthood.
Dude, and I house so much food. Just by my, it's just me, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like looking out at the view of another parking lot, you know, and I'm just like, this is great. It's me. Yeah. This is my, yeah. I can listen to what I want to on the radio for my five minutes. This is awesome.
I get it, dude. I get it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up.
It was fun having a guest on.
Yeah, Andrew's a great guest. He's fantastic. We may have him back for a couple more. He's just such a good guest.
For sure. I'd love to do, if he ever comes to Tulsa, we do like a live.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a podcast in the same room. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, dudes, I want you guys to stay duty, listen, subscribe, share the podcast if you really like it. Share it on social media. We'll get an email. We'll get an email between now and then too that you guys can send in questions, texts. Hey, we may even do like, hey, some life things that we can help you out with too.
We are here to help.
We are. And we're trained to really help you through these life props. So hopefully you guys don't look like I did in 2020, in May of 2020. Will share that. If you are on the Spotify, you can actually see a real picture that will be shared on there.
I'll share it on Instagram too.
On Instagram of 2020, the worst photograph ever taken of me. Hilarious.
Hey, but you look great now.
Hey, thanks. Thanks Ozempic. I really appreciate it. And that'd be a great sponsor, Ozempic. All right, dudes, have an awesome week. We love you guys. Thank you, Andrew. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening.
Great week. Bye now.